Hallelujah to my Abba, you made me a broker. And this is like Jude, firstborn among the nations, our Messiah's womb, seated in heavenly places. All praises to Yahweh, he sent his salvation, and I'm bearing his witness. He playing the truth. I'm working the harvest that means called to a lady view. Access to his cause, he set upon my view. I'm trying to reach the shine my year. Are you coming too? Say wait, dust, no more ankles here to break. I used to stumble hard, now his head I crushed in the stakes. Sight.
How high can I go?
What's up?
Hey, yo, Ray, turn that up.
Better learn how to plead the blood of your whole body. Stay in the spirit. You're safe, could use you if you let it. You cannot win. I see you triggering.
Near the end, ain't none of that getting me.
Confessing my sin,
I'm gonna
take my energy. Scratching my head, and hit me like Kennedy. I know the devil is trying to get rid of me. Walking the spirit, so that means I'm killing me. Get this behind me, and I want you feeling me. Get this behind me, and I want you feeling me. You cannot win. I see you triggering.
We at the end, ain't none of that getting
me. Confessing my sin,
I'm watching my energy. Scratching my head, and hit me like Kennedy.
I know the devil is trying to get rid of me. Walking the spirit, so that means I'm killing me. Get this behind me, and I want you.
Even though my life since a younger was a child, every school gun, pop a pill, smoke a lie. I'm the main event, but I was following the crowd. Wish I would've known what I know right now. Mama ain't raised like this, had her yelling in the house like, where in the hell we go wrong? Mama, them curses can leave us alone. We made an oath to the one on the throne. The angels was with us, we're never alone. Mercy and grace coming straight from the throne. But this was missing, I made it back home. All of y'all had to get me alone. You had to open my eyes.
Okay.
I had to put down my pride.
Okay, shalom everybody. Shalom everybody. I don't know if this mic is catching everything, but we're gonna see. All right, so I hope everybody is doing well. Welcome back. I know it's been a long time since I've been on the podcast, but you know, I'll praise to the Most High that I'm able to come back and release the message that He has had on my heart. So, what I have for y'all today is I was literally sitting and talking to this brother for a long time. And the Most High was just releasing stuff to me, like, go tell my people. And so, here we are. Let's begin. So, number one, the Most High is really touching on what everybody is doing. Like, are you fulfilling your true purpose? You know what I'm saying? And as far as that goes, his concern is that everybody's so sucked into what everybody else is doing, right? You so sucked into what these celebrities doing, what your brother's doing, what your sister's doing, what your cousin doing, whoever. You so sucked into what they're doing that you're not following him, and that you're not completing your true purpose in Him. I'm scared. And so, okay, y'all, I'm sorry. I got somebody with me. Period. We collabing. My good sis, Danny. Y'all can find her on Instagram as Cream with two M's dot Danny. Okay. So, anyways, back to what I'm supposed to be telling y'all. So you gotta focus on you. You gotta focus on your purpose. It's okay to check on your brothers and sisters and to admonish one another how we're supposed to do and lift each other up and pour into each other. But you need to be doing what the Most High has sent you here to do. Okay. And focusing on all of that, the Most High said, if it's vanity, let it go. And he not finna keep repeating himself. For sure. I know that for sure. Because the way he told me, yeah, I was like, oh yeah, you right. If it's vanity, let it go. Because what is it doing? Is the stuff that you're following or putting your time into all day serving, yeah, is it helping you serve him? and your purpose. If it's vanity, let it go. What is it doing for you in the long run? What is it doing for you to help you continue to seek Yah or serve Him? What is it doing, right? Then, I had a couple topics, y'all, but I'm trying to, you know, get on here and say what I gotta say. Y'all know I don't like to be long-winded or just get on here and babble. Just like to say what the Most High told me to say and keep it moving. So, facts. Is it strengthening your faith, sis? Bring it out then. No, for real, let the people know. You feel me? So, yeah, like, is it strengthening your faith? Is it building you up to the coming of the day? Is it building you up to stand against the wiles of the devil? Like, be real with yourself and be real with the people that you have around you, people that you have in your circle. It's a major thing. Sometimes, you feel me, like, we don't want to cut certain friends off or people, family, cousins, nephew, brothers, uncles, cousins, anybody. We don't want to cut them off because we tied to, oh, blood is thicker than water and all of this kind of stuff. But in reality, who did Yahushua say his family was? If you know, you know. But now let me go ahead and tell y'all. So he said the people that was his family was the people that keep the Father's commandments. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's who you need to surround yourself with at the end of the day. Like, let's just be real. And I mean, even in this truth, we come across people that may do us wrong or whatever the case may be, but all in all, we gotta forgive. Cause if we expect the Most High to forgive us, then we need to be forgiving one another. And we're supposed to love our neighbor like we love ourselves. That's the second greatest commandment. Did you want to touch on this first topic?
Yes, because it's like, it may feel like you're being fake and stuff when you forgive, but...
Yeah, no, forgiveness goes such a long way. How do y'all think we finna make it into the kingdom if the Most High not forgiving us for all the wickedness that we did? Like, you know? So just look at it in that light, you know what I'm saying? And...
I wanted to say, forgiveness can be hard sometimes, and you don't want to seem like you're doing, like, not doing the will of the Most High and not keeping His commandments. But sometimes, like, when you forgive someone, you have to move in grace. Same way, like that saying, you got to feed somebody with a long handled spoon. And it's not you being fake. It's just you can love somebody from a distance. So I would just say, like, in order for Him to forgive us, we got to forgive. But, you know, sometimes when you think about it in a way like, okay, yes, we're forgiving people and the Most High forgives us for our sins. But are we still going to get in? Like, that's one of the things that I think about, like, okay, yes, He's forgiven me, but is there anything else that I'm lacking in? Like, am I still going to get in? Sometimes we can forgive a person, but it's still never going to change how we think about that person.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay, so my second topic under the Most High put on my spirit is men tapping into their emotions. Even sometimes still in the truth, like, men be so big, like, I don't know how to say, I don't want to say it in the wrong way, but, like, men be so big on, like, nah, I'm the man, I'm hard, I'm this, I'm that. When in reality, you're not even tapping into your feminine side. Your brain operates with the feminine side and the masculine side, if some of y'all didn't know that. Everything to you has a masculine side and a feminine side. So, saying all that to say, men, like, we understand you supposed to lead. You the head of the household. You the head of the, you know, y'all know the little umbrella thing. We understand that. But in order to be able to submit to Yah, you need to be in tune with yourself, if that makes sense. You need to be in tune with yourself, because if you're not in tune with yourself, how you going to be able to love your wife? How you going to be able to love your children? Like, you feel me? And some of y'all may not have children, but still you need to get in tune. You need to tap in. Get in tune with yourself so you can, you know, keep, be real with the Most High and continue to be real with yourself. Like, it don't make you gay or it don't make you, I don't know the terms y'all are using out here now, but it don't make you none of that to tap in to your emotions. Know how to control them, but tap into them so you can know what you're really feeling and heal and deal with the stuff that you're going through and not just going on with life like, oh, I'm a man, I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that to the chest. I'm like, no.
Just lean on your wife. We are nurturers. We were placed here to basically have that emotional side. So when you show that you can be vulnerable and intimate with the Most High, it's going to be easier for you to be vulnerable and intimate and very emotional with your wife. And there won't be any thoughts or any scenes of, oh, you're acting a little emotional or you're acting a little soft. Like there won't be any of that. It'll be a understanding because the role is being played the way it's supposed to be played. Not only that, but a man is supposed to be comfortable, very comfortable with expressing his emotions with his wife. Like, I wouldn't say anything about any other people seeing it, but when it comes to your wife, I feel like as natural nurturers, we're supposed to bear those emotions because we are emotional creatures. So we're supposed to be able to be the shoulder for you to cry on, the shoulder for you to be like, express how you feel or what makes you feel a certain way without cutting you off or just not taking it serious.
What if they single?
If they're single?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay when you're single too, to express your emotions. As a male, when you're single and you're expressing your emotions to a female, just make sure you're not like creating a pain body situation with that, because sometimes when your pain body comes in effect, you're really just building a bond based off emotions. You want to make sure you can still be that person's friend and talk to them without creating a bond based off of how you feel, how your emotions went. You don't want a trauma bond. You don't want a trauma bond and soul tie with someone that already has their own emotions and they're taking on your emotions.
Hey, sis.
That's not going to be, that's not going to be a, that's not going to be a good combination.
Right.
Honestly, I feel like that does nothing but create a big mess. And it's just like, you won't be mentally stable.
Okay. So the next topic is faith and not by sight. That's a heavy one. That's a heavy one for sure. So the Most High put in my spirit that like we can't see him, right? Of course. And so he put in my spirit that people just want so much from him, or they only go to him when they want something, but then when things get hard, they don't acknowledge him, right? Mm-hmm. And so being in his flesh, you know, it's kind of hard for us as human beings to like kind of trust or believe in something that we can't see, right?
Yeah.
But okay, so if you praying in the Most High, you feel that he moving in your life and he answering your prayers when stuff is good, why not have that same energy when stuff is bad? Why not continue to praise him through everything like he says to do, even when things hit the fan? Why not continue to walk in faith? Because that's what faith is. You trust in whatever he tell you to do, and you can't see him, or he not, you don't see him leading the way in the physical. That's just like trusting the GPS. Y'all go everywhere with the GPS, but y'all can't trust the creator. What's up, Martin? And so faith is the key. Like when you have faith, and it leads to this. I was going to say the wrong word. It leads to obedience. When you have faith, it leads to obedience. Okay. So when your faith is strong, you don't really waver. You don't have to question like, oh, should I do this or whatever? Like, it just comes, like, naturally. You just move. When the Most High say move, you move, right? Mm-hmm. And so just keep your faith strong. Like, you know, don't let nobody pull you away from Yah, like, no matter what. Listen to him.
What I would add to that for the faith.
Go ahead.
The biggest part of faith can be a bit confusing because, I mean, what is your identity? Like, it comes with knowing who you are. It's kind of like having strong faith, like, I would say, knowing the root. Like, identifying with who you are. A lot of us, we have faith, but our faith can be unshakable and our faith can be shakable. Our faith can be tested and sometimes our faith can't be tested.
Unbreakable.
So I would say, like, for example, from my personal experiences, I have strong faith. Yes, I have strong faith, but doubt is always close. Doubt is one of the things that comes with the what if. And sometimes what ifs can be negative.
Okay. So you saying doubt. We should have no doubt in the Most High. That's when you need to be, hallelujah. That's when you need to be calling him out. Because it's trying to exalt itself over the Most High. So anything like that come to play, this is when you need to be applying everything you read to your life. And apply it in general. But like when stuff like that arises, it's trying to exalt itself against the promises already spoken over your life. So that's when you need to walk in your authority. And say, nah, how's the time, man? Quit playing. Go ahead. You feel me? Like, talk to him like you supposed to. Mm-hmm. But in authority and boldness, you got to stand in your purpose. You got to stand in your anointing. Stand in your authority. Like, that's how big that is. It's a lot that come with faith, but that was just a little something that the Most High wanted me to touch on.
And we don't serve no part-time Abba.
He's like, always working.
He's not part-time. And it's definitely a two-way street.
Oh, for sure. Faith without works is dead. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
You gotta pick your path. And every time you're going off that single narrow road, there's going to be a two-way street. So make sure you're inviting the Most High in. Make sure you're putting him at the top of your life, like seeking the kingdom. Just putting him first. Like, that's inviting him in. Giving him, like, hey, I need your help. I'm inviting you in to this season of my life to war on my behalf. I don't know what I'm about to go through, but I trust you. My faith in you is strong. So it's literally a two-way street. You know, the path that we're walking is not easy. It's always going to be something like tug of war.
Oh, it's definitely not for the weak. Okay, so the Most High is, we know he's not regular, right? He's a father. And when you realize, when you be disobedient, it feel like stuff be going left, right? But it's only going left because you being disobedient. He gonna whoop you. He gonna tet it. He gonna whoop you until you get it right. So he just wants you to come back. Like, he wants you to listen to him, give him a chance. And I really don't even want to say, like, give him a chance, but, like, nah, for real. Taste and see that he is good, like he's saying his word. Know that everything is gonna work out for your good. Like, you're not gonna have to question nothing. He's gonna remove stuff that you unsure of, that you didn't hear or see. Like, why not submit to that? And why be out here on your own, just like not knowing? Like, be blind, being blind, literally. It's like being blind without living for the Creator and following the Creator. You're living blind, or what y'all say, walking dead. It's like walking dead, literally.
Mm-hmm. Or what you're facing the same.
Like, I don't know what else to tell y'all. So Another thing is, don't ever be scared to share y'all testimony, right? Because your testimony can open doors for a lot of people. Don't be afraid of anything within your testimony. Like, don't think it's too nasty, it's too dark, it's too this, it's too that. Like, no, the Most High changed your life for you to be able to share that with somebody, as to inspire them or motivate them, or even to speak on their own testimony. Like, some people hold their testimony back because they feel like, well, ain't nobody else go what I go through, or whatever the case may be. Never be scared to share that, because that goes to show people that he is real as well. Anything you want to add?
I would say, just like another thing for that, like, just like you're not ashamed of your sin, just like you can go out there and sin.
Facts.
Like, with no shame, you should have no shame in telling your testimony, because you can save a life.
Or have no shame, period, in the Most High.
You can literally have people running to the altar and being led, like, easily, simply like that, because we, like, every day we have people that are going through the same stuff we're going through. We have people that go through the same sins we do. And it's easier to share and confess our sins with each other as it is in the Word, because that's what we're supposed to do. How else are we supposed to get out? Especially when you really want it for yourself. Like, you really want to be done with certain sin. Like, you want to be done with things that, you know, that you know is abominable to the Most High. And you just was like, I can't do this. I can't live like this. And sometimes you might want to go off the deep end. And even then, going off the deep end can, like, that one person can literally, like, that one testimony that you look at, or that one testimony, that one person sharing something, can literally just give you a breath of fresh air.
Yeah,
it can literally be the start of you picking up your word. Because that's what it was for me. I was on my wit's end. When I got my Bible, a woman brung it to me. I felt like the Most High kept chasing me. He kept sending people to me. He kept sending people to share the word to me. I prayed every day. I don't remember what I was asking for. I was just a teenager in high school, but I knew I wasn't going down a good road. So, the testimony thing really helps. There were so many people coming to me as soon as I got out of high school.
And that's very big. Like, that's just the Bible itself, a bunch of testimonies. But who's going to believe the report? Hallelujah. He did just drop it in my spirit. Who's going to believe the report? Because even still now in this time, and it's so much access to look up things that's being said, or whatever the case may be. It's so much, but who's going to believe the report? Y'all have so much technology, but y'all rather be slapping y'all phone on the ceiling rather than seeking y'all. Like, this generation, this world right now is just so disgusting. Like, I don't even want to go outside. Yeah. Like,
it's a big distraction.
That's why I be in the house, because I don't got time. Like, I really don't got time. But saying all of everything that we said to say, it's cutoff season, and don't be scared to remove something or someone from your life. Don't be scared, no matter the history with that person or whatever the case may be, because at the end of the day, yo, like, be real. Like, be real with yourself. Is this helping me in any way, shape, or form? Be honest. Because people use you for benefit, right? So why not look at it the same way? But we know that our way of thinking about that is genuine, if that makes sense to y'all. But be real with yourself. Is this helping me with my purpose? Is this helping me get closer to the Most High? Is this helping me figure out new things about, you know, him within me? But don't be scared to cut nobody off. Like, and people, bro, spirit's been manifested in people, like, who they truly serve. But really, now, keep your eyes open. And not just these, but if you know, you know.
Because sometimes it's not even safe in your environment.
Hmm.
Spirits jump. You can stay in the house all day, But it's always something lingering because, like they say, House of Time will always try to have a foothold. He is trying to take you from the Most High. So it's like, it's easy to simply, it's so easy to be around the wrong company and corrupt your morals. It's so easy to be around the same, like you can be in a conversation. And like they talked about last night about the defiling, the things that defile you, just being in those conversations with those people are alone defiling you. Mm. So it's like, how bad do you want it for yourself?
Ooh.
How bad do you want it?
Mm.
So that's always been
that's
a
deep
question
though.
For
that's
me.
Deep.
Like, how bad do I want to seek the Most High? I've already went through the rejection early. I went through not being accepted in certain friend groups. I went through trying things. I went through the peer pressure and it wasn't for me. I went through the whole trying to be a bad kid, a delinquent. I went through all of that and it just did not work out for me. And I knew better. I always knew better. And I don't know why I chose to do those things. But when I stopped, once I was able to sit still, oh, every area I walked to, every job I worked at, every store I went into, somebody was coming to me with a card or a word, wanting to pray for me, wanting to give me something, wanting me to invite me to their church. That's how like bad it was. That's why it's like, how bad do you want it for yourself? And because I prayed, I wanted it so bad, like he just sent people and I just gave in, like, okay, boom, I got all of these resources. And you know, he calls the unqualified to be equipped. And I've been doing this since I was 17. 2017 was the year that I graduated high school and I stopped doing a bunch of things that I wasn't supposed to do, but I started tapping into other things and it just was like falling apart. But it's like, you know me, you know better than that. So every time I've had the Holy Spirit, like every time the Ruach was there, when I chose to do something bad, that's how I knew, like, okay, I really did want this bad because you're not letting up. You're not letting up. So I started to see the world in a different perspective. I started choosing my friends wisely. I started reading self-help books because self-help books kind of help you navigate and live in the world. Also with staying close to the Most High because you can deal with people with different type of like things going on with them. But you really have to have self-control.
Mm.
You have to persevere and definitely stay consistent.
Oh,
even
sure.
When you don't feel like it,
get up, do it.
Someone's going to know. Depending on the circle that you have, when you don't feel like it, you're going to have somebody you can call that's going to get up and pray for you, because I know I do. I know I do.
I'm definitely looking for that type of fellowship. Not saying that I don't have it with you, but you know what I'm saying? Just
I definitely have
like it. Genuinely having it around, because we're not going to always be around each other. You know what I'm saying? And so just, I've been praying for that and looking for it. And still, even in that, you got to be careful because people will pray on your downfall. Like, people will act like they for you and really be against you the whole time. Right. So that just all still falls around with who you allow yourself to be around.
You
got
to get in that room. You have to get in that room that the Most High called you in to fulfill your purpose.
And
that's crazy.
And if you feel something about somebody one time, don't try to like lie to yourself and be like, nah, they ain't like this, they wouldn't do me like that. Like, keep it real, for real, y'all. That's the best thing I can say, because it will save you from a lot of things that you'll go through with that person. And like, we be thinking stuff sweet, right? Just by like, oh well, nah, like it only happened one time, like let's just, you know, get past it. Like, yes, it's okay to forgive, but like at the same time, just cut it off, because then you're saving yourself from going through something over and over. Like, yes, people can change, but if somebody show you something, bro, like, just believe it. Just believe it. Like, that's the best advice I can give. And I'm not going to get too much into my stuff, but I do want to share, because
I'll piggyback off
of that. I want to share because, like, being in this truth and, like, I was dating a worldly guy, right? And we know that the Most High don't even do boyfriend and girlfriend. So what was I really doing? But anywho, you know, so when somebody show you something, like I said, when somebody show you something one time and show you who they truly are and what they about, just leave that where it's at for real, because it's not even worth it. Like, even if you swear, you know, you love that person, but we know that Yah is love. So if a person not loving you the way the Most High love you, then let it go. Like, bye, for real. You'll save yourself from a lot. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
I'm going to show you how dangerous that is, because when you keep going back and you know better, you're compromising your faith. And the Most High is not up for compromising. That's why we have life, this space to choose and free will, because you have a chance to choose him. But what you're not going to do is compromise, because it's going to come a point in time where whatever you prayed for, and you won't leave alone, and you keep trying to bring him. You can't bring him into this like worldly life, because he's not going. That's not what he do. Him and sin will never be on the same line. So it's like, he's going to use those people to break your heart. Them people are going to break your heart. Them people are going to cut you off. Them people are going to show you that they was never your friend to begin with. That was my situation this year. This was the year for me to stop compromising. I can't be out here in the club trying to bring, I can't be the sheep in a room full of wolves in the wrong place. Like, I walked inside of the wolf's establishment thinking I was finna bring sheep with me. And that wasn't the case. That's not where I was called to be at. So instead, I knew it was wrong to still be friends with certain people that, you know, had a desire to only use you for prayer, only use you when they need you to intercede for them, only use you for when they need you to, when they crying at night and they just need to talk to you on the phone and have you pray for them like you a savior. You're not a savior. You're human just like they are. You know, so it's just like, no, don't compromise. Every time you compromise, you're going to put yourself in a place where if you don't let it go, if you don't stop it, and you know you need to stop, he's going to make it stop. And it's not going to be pretty. Okay. It's going to hurt. Because if I would have learned about heartbreak and my lessons a long time ago, I would stop dealing with people. I would stop trying to accept. I would stop trying to look for the good in people that are just made to be evil.
Okay.
Because the Most High has an order. People are going to have to go to hell. So I can't search for the good in everybody.
The Most High got a what?
He got an order.
Say it again for the people in the bag.
He has an order. What? So there's people that are going to hell. Like, they ultimately chose that.
Like, people know the truth,
mm-hmm.
and still choose to live in wickedness, or they just, they don't want to come out of the fantasy, like.
And although we have power, we are not.
Boy, when I tell you, like, it's so nasty out here, bro. Like, people love fantasy so much. The only time they want to claim they real is after they done got the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not wrong, but after they done got the bag,
mm-hmm. I'm gonna piggyback.
That's when
on
niggas
that.
Is real.
I'm going to back on that, because that's one thing that humans, as humans, we don't like the feeling of unsatisfactory. That's why we do keep compromising with something God told us to leave alone. We don't like the feeling of unsatisfaction. So what we do is we either continue to follow deception, or we become the ones that deceive people. You don't want to be someone that's basically deceptive, or like getting the bag, like she said, like that's so deceptive.
That's deep.
So,
but that's deep for real, like, and that, and to piggyback off of something you just said a second ago, I was gonna say, like, being lukewarm, like, don't be lukewarm in anything that you do, because in the end, then you being lukewarm with the Most High, and he don't do lukewarm. He gonna spit you out. You either hot or you cold. So which one is it gonna be? Is you in or is you out?
Mm-hmm. He is not he is the when they get to that point about the either or, you're gonna learn. Like, there's no way to live in this world without knowing that you're facing and battling spiritual warfare every day. You're living in a world every day where you have to put your feet on the ground and you don't even know what wicked spirits is running around in this world, in this reality, because the spiritual world is a different place. And so luckily, some people get to see what that is and still get to be in the reality in the human world. But it's not something you want to do. You cannot play God. You cannot surprise the Most High at all. Like, you cannot play him. You can't surprise him. You cannot shock him.
He already knows everything.
He's all known. He's just giving you the chance to choose him. Mm-hmm. He's like, I already know how your life gonna play out, but I'm just gonna let you see, because it's a whole movie for me.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, y'all. I don't think I really have anything else for y'all at this time. I don't even have a poem to share with y'all, like I usually do sometimes. Shalom, sis. But definitely just, you know, stand firm in the Most High, stand firm in your faith, and continue to press forward to the mark of your calling. Like, no matter what comes your way, you know, if with everything that comes your way, good or bad, go to Yah, praise Yah, like at the end of the day. And
if you don't know where to start, just study his character, study his, you know, who he is and what he's about. And a lot of that comes from reading your word. But you can also, that helped me, because I'm a person, like, it's very difficult for me to learn. So I really have to learn the harder stuff first, like chemistry and stuff. I have to learn the harder stuff first, because the easy stuff is hard for me, which is very weird and shocking. But me learning about the character, the personality, how this person is, helped me navigate in this world. So it's like looking... looking at this person in a human form.
And we had that. I mean, we wasn't here when he was here, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he still gave that example. So it's literally no excuse. Like, that's all I be saying. Like, even if we don't see him, it's no excuse to why it's a such thing as what people go, oh, I can't. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When it comes to faith. And that's just something I can't fathom that.
Yeah.
I really can't. Like, I'm sitting here trying to, like, think. Like, okay, well, like, no. Nah, because Yahusha came as that example in the flesh. Even if we wasn't here, mm-hmm. He still left testament to everything. To everything. Y'all left testament from the beginning. So it really shouldn't be no questions to anything. But, you know, people... do what they do and, you know, people say like stuff about what they want to say stuff about, learn what they want to learn.
But we've all been
ignorant at one point.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
And I have to, like, remember that sometimes, because I be, you know, mm-hmm. that zeal. I was crazy in the mm-hmm. beginning. I ain't going to hold you. Mm-hmm. And I definitely had to repent, and I repented openly, you know, to everybody that I may have condemned. I don't have that right to condemn anybody. So, again, from my past, mm-hmm. I repent and I apologize to anybody that I may have hurt or led astray from the Most High. And I just pray mm-hmm. that the Most High forgive me for that. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I know, you know, sometimes he still allowed that seed to be planted.
Yeah.
And I know it's up to him to water it. And I just pray that those people will be, you know, taken under his wing.
This is why you have to be careful, because when you know that you're serving an audience of one, there's always still people watching. And as I got my zeal, I was a student first. I was a watcher. And my biggest thing was, okay, when two or more are always gathered in his name, it's like so powerful. Not only is it powerful, but you also end up in a place where you all on go, like, you get a seed from a person. So once a person plants a seed, it's like you're going to want to seek, but you're going to want to seek with that person, because it's no fun alone. It's really no fun alone. And when that person, like, drops off or, like, disassociates, it kind of, like, breaks your faith a little bit. It kind of, you know, puts you in a place where you feel like you was misled, or that now you want to give up because you don't know what impact you had on someone's life. it doesn't even have to be an influence. Like, just being genuine and loving and correcting somebody out of love was a big impact for me. Like, I took that serious. So whenever someone plants a seed in me and I don't see them following what they planted because I'm still going strong, it kind of puts me in a place where should I still, you know, go strong? But even it's harder alone. It's harder alone because, like, faith, we cannot see the Most High, but we know He's here around us. We know He's everywhere. But just having someone immediately here in our reality, it makes things easier. And as people, we hate unsatisfactory of things not being satisfaction for easiness. Like, the easier way would be like, okay, yeah, I'm satisfied now. This is helping me. But no one likes to feel that feeling. So it's like, well, this isn't helping none. This is going to be a lot harder. And I don't want to go through what's going to be harder. So, yeah. I feel like that's one of the things that people don't realize is that they're being watched, even though we only serve in an audience of one. We have an audience of one, and that's the Most High. Because He's not going to ask you about my sins. He's not going to ask me about your sins. The worst fear is, depart from me, work of iniquity, I never knew you. That is the worst fear anybody should have.
No kidding.
Because living in this world is not easy. Just like living in this world and trying to serve the Most High is not for the weak.
You definitely got to have your boots on the ground.
You have to want it bad for yourself. If you want anything, if you want to go hard about anything in life, you have to want the kingdom more. You have to want the Most High more than anything in this world. Anything.
Give it up.
And once you learn that you can go without and He all you need, you'll be fulfilled.
What is it to gain the world and lose your soul?
Come on now.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we be focused on, like, the littlest things, like stuff that don't even matter. Mm-hmm. Like, we die, we can't take none of this stuff with us. But all that we gonna have is eternity.
We was being disobedient. Egypt was, they was burying they royalties with them. They guts with them. We can't take that with us.
I mean, nah, but, like, I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. this goes back to the vanity. The Most High said, if it's vanity, let it go. Like, what is it doing for you? We so caught up in these celebrities' lives, Krishan doing, whoever else, like, what is that doing for you to keep up with her life? Like, unless you spreading the good news, like, what's the point?
You don't want to be misled by Krishan either.
Like, what are you doing?
Krishan can get on Instagram and show us that she reading the Bible. But what good is any of that if she's still giving in to alcohol, still giving in to weed, still doing what she's doing? You feel me? Like, you can't be deceived and you can't be lukewarm doing this.
And the Most High say, you know, don't be just a hearer of the word, be a doer of the word. And that's in the book of James.
That's what your grandparents tell you.
No, for real.
Your grandparents been saying the ones that tell you that because they don't play. When they discipline you, they don't play. They'll make you hold the Bible in the corner,
like,
and repeat it till you get it right.
That's all I'll be saying. And it really be the people with God first in their bio. Like, you don't even know what God first means because you wake up without praying.
Or
you wake up just Christian. Touching your phone, not even thanking the Most High for the breath that you breathe, and that's His breath. Like,
Social media is a big.
They say it's the little things, church. And that's really the little things. Like, you waking up not even acknowledging Him when He the one that gave you life. Your mother didn't come in there and wake you up. You feel me? Like, none of that. Like, your mother didn't breathe breath in your body. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we just give too much time to things that's not helping us in the end.
Technology and social media is going to be one part.
Yeah, that's going to be
the fall of men. One of the biggest parts. But one part. It's going to be one part of the fall of men. Because we rely on technology. We rely on it. Look at what we're using now. We have to rely on technology, right? But social media and technology, like, is going to be the fall of men.
But when stuff hit the fan,
you can't even enjoy being present.
When stuff hit the fan, I'm definitely trying to be with a man that got a plan. And I'm not saying it in a way like I'm trying to be married or none of that. But if you know, you know. Like, I'm definitely trying to be with the man with the plan. Because when stuff hit the fan,
I got my RV.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, we focus on other stuff. Like, y'all stocking up on Jordans, Nikes. Oh, let me get these pants. Let me get this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to treat yourself. But, you know, for the stuff to come, we need to be worried about that. Like, do y'all not see the rate that the government is going, been going, but now they really amping up? Like, it's y'all got to see the bigger picture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Y'all got to see the bigger picture, because at the end of the day, all this little minuscule stuff, I'm telling y'all, it's vanity. Let it go. No, the Most High telling y'all, if it's vanity, let it go, for real. But I'm done. I don't really have anything else to say, and I'm not trying to be on here babbling, but you got something else?
Yeah, just if it's vanity, let it go. I know a lot of people got, a lot of parents from, like, the 90s, their favorite thing to do is talk about Ecclesiastics, but you can't sit here. Ecclesiastica?
Ecclesiasticus or Ecclesiastes?
Ecclesiastes.
That's the one in
the ones about vanities?
I think that's in the apocalypse.
We have parents that are, like, leading their children astray or making, ooh, like, you know, that want nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Because their children are the future, yes, but what are you doing when you have no faith and you have no belief and your child does? What are you doing? You can't sit here and I'm going to just be honest and be transparent with y'all. You can't sit in the living room with me and tell me straight up when I'm ready for that spirit, I'll come for it. Because I'm going to tell you the same thing I said before. By the time you're ready for it, it's going to be too late. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the dreams I have being sent to me from the Most High, is that, like, everybody calls my phone asking for prayer. I don't know what it was about, but that was one of the dreams that I had. Like, everyone kept calling me, asking me to pray for them in one day. I don't know what was going on. I don't have that. I'm not saying I don't have that much power in my prayer voice, but it was just a long day in that dream. So definitely be careful of these non-believing parents. These parents,
non-believers,
that,
period.
You know, non-believers, period.
Because people want to pull you back with,
yeah,
the devil.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks because
it's okay. We're here for a good time, not a long time. You can be. You could be, but I promise you, I won't. Mm-hmm. I won't. I got another life to live. I don't know about y'all. Drake, a lot of y'all, and whoever else was saying it. I don't know, because I don't listen to secular music no more. But, like, stop believing all of that nonsense. Like, y'all hear stuff so much, or y'all make stuff a trend so much. Do y'all not look into stuff before y'all start doing stuff?
No, they defile themselves every day.
Like, I just don't understand. I don't know. I just always been the type of person, like, I need to know what, like, I'm really singing, or, like, what I'm listening to, or whatever the case may be. Or, like, what I'm really eating. Like, I want to know. I've always been that type of person.
Me, I used to ignore it.
But
I could be around.
I don't know. I truly pray for this generation. Because it's crazy out here. Like, I just pray that the Most High continue to wrap his wings around his children. And please, just bring us out. Please, Abba. Mm-hmm. Let us come out of this whore. Please. Because it's a sad sight. Like, it's really scary. Like, it's so scary to, like, not be in the world and look at the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you walk with the Most High, like,
that's what I was explaining. It's a different perspective. Sheesh. It's a whole different perspective. Like, when I started reading my Bible and I would get through chapters, like, in a day, I would start to see the world, like, whatever day I was in the Bible, like, live out. Like, I would see things in the Bible live out in this world, and I felt like I was in the movie.
Yeah, it'll definitely feel like that. But, man. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it's crazy out here. But, okay, so, yeah, I'm going to get ready to get off of here. And thank y'all for tuning in, to everybody that tuned in. And also, I'm going to definitely try to get this on YouTube as well. But for now, I am still operating through the Podbean app. But you should also be able to find it on Google Podcasts. I can't even think of the other things I'm on. Amazon, Alexa. What's the other ones? Amazon, Alexa, iHeartRadio, and all of that good stuff. I am still not on Apple Music yet. I'm having a hard time getting on Apple Music, but, you know, we'll get there in due season. But if y'all want to support, my Cash App is down below, and I'll also say it out loud for y'all one time for the one time. Slim 2Ms 4Xs is my Cash App if y'all would like to sow into my podcast ministry. And I thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next time. Shalom. Ain't a lot.